In Luke chapter 18, Jesus spoke about a Pharisee. You know the story of the Pharisee and publican who, not the Pharisee, the Pharisee and the publican who were praying. Pharisee and a tax collector, rather, who went to pray. And here's the Pharisee. It's very interesting if you read scripture carefully. Matthew 18, verse 11. If you read Matthew 18, verse 11, did you see something? Did you see that the Pharisee unconsciously considered himself to be his own God? It says there, he prayed to himself. And what does he say? God, I thank you, I'm not like other people. He was praying to himself. And he calls himself God. He thought he was praying to God in heaven. But he was only praying to himself. And Jesus was saying, his God was himself. Nobody else. And he said, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector standing there. There were many areas where the Pharisee was probably better than the tax collector. He probably never cheated like that tax collector did. But Jesus said at the end of that story that tax collector, verse 14, went to his house justified by God rather than this Pharisee. Whenever we have an inward attitude, you see, remember, he was not praying aloud. He was not raising his voice. Nobody could hear it. It says he was praying to himself. He was praying in his thoughts. And when you begin to think in your thoughts, I thank God that I'm not like that other person in the church. All you sisters can think, I'm not like that sister. I'm a little better. I thank God that other sisters in the church respect me. Or other brothers in the church respect me. I'm not like that person. Yeah, you don't say a word to anybody. The Pharisee didn't say a word to anybody. He was just praying to himself. I thank you that I'm not like other people. Or leave alone the church, could be even someone outside. Lord, I thank you. I'm not like those people there. Well, if God has made you different, give him the glory and be humble about it. It's like, you know, if you have a lot of money which you inherited from your parents, you can't boast about it as if you worked and earned yourself. No. I've supported myself through these years, 46 years, never taking any money from CFC because I received an inheritance from my parents. I'll be honest about it. I didn't work to support myself. Having learned how to fire torpedoes and guns, I couldn't get a job where I was living. But God provided for me in other ways. I can't boast about it. So, we cannot boast about in any area. We have to be thankful for whatever God has provided for us and say, Lord, if you've made me different from others for something, I'm thankful for it. Maybe you have a sharp mind. I find God's given me a sharp mind and a good memory. I must not despise someone else who does not have a sharp mind or a good memory because I didn't create it. I was born with it. Many of the qualities you have and your abilities you have, my dear brother, sister, remember you were born with them. You did not create them. Don't think it's because of your hard work you got all that. You were born with certain capabilities which a lot of ungodly people also have. So it's good to be humble about it and never, never even imagine in your mind that I'm smarter and I'm clever. That's the spirit of the Pharisee. I'm not like that guy over there, that dumb guy who just swallows all that. I'm not easily fooled. But even discernment. I find through the years God's given me a lot of discernment about who's spiritually minded and who's not. But even that is a mercy of God. Any ability that you have, my brother, which makes you a little better even spiritually than somebody else, I hope you will give the credit to God. Even if you happen to find your place in this church, I hope you will give the credit to God and not because you were searching and you were wholehearted. Give the glory to God. That's all I say. And otherwise, we can end up like this tax collector who God didn't think much of. He thought God thought highly of him. And I've seen a lot of Christians who think that God thinks very highly of them. I don't think God thinks very highly of them at all. And some of the other people whom we despise maybe were the ones whom God thinks more highly of. The other passage of scripture that I want to turn to is Matthew chapter 23. The greatest need, I was asking, what is the greatest need of people pursuing holiness? I told you hypocrisy is one danger. The other is the danger of not being merciful to other people. I've seen that through the years. I mentioned this once before, then when we were constructing the first CFC building in Bangalore in 1981, we never thought we would own a building because we were just a bunch of poor people, but somehow God provided our need. And we put up this building, and somebody asked me, Brother Zach, what verse shall we put behind the pulpit that people can see when they come into the church and sit down and see the whole time they are there? And I said, I feel that the greatest danger, we who are pursuing holiness, preaching the new covenant, overcoming sin, the greatest danger is of being unmerciful to other people who don't believe what we believe, who don't preach what we preach, who don't agree with us doctrinally or spiritually. So I said, let's put this verse, even though you don't find an exact verse like that in scripture, be merciful to others just as God has been merciful to you. It was based on this verse I read in Luke 6. Be merciful to others just as God has been merciful to you. And we kept it there, and we still have it there in our new building as well. And I've often looked at it and said, I'm absolutely convinced that's the thing we need to pursue. And I would say that to all of you, brothers. Please keep that in mind all your life till the day you meet Jesus face to face. Be merciful to others in the church, in your home. Be merciful to your children who are not, maybe take a long time to learn something, or who are not as smart as somebody else. And don't spoil your children by making them into Pharisees. That also I've seen. Some parents spoil their children, even in our CFC churches, by giving them the feeling that they are better. And they grow up and they're too young to handle that temptation. I mean, you're grown up and you can't handle that temptation. Can you imagine putting that temptation in the mind of a little child? That'll ruin that child. Or ever comparing one with the other, evil, or even comparing your children with somebody else's children, in the church or outside the church or in the school or anywhere. You will develop a Pharisee in your own home. And you've ruined that child with all the teaching. You think they do the memory verse correctly and they know this and they know the answers. Any Bible quiz, they come first and all that. That's good. But keep them humble. They are not going to grow by Bible knowledge. They are going to grow if they get the grace of God, and they'll never get the grace of God if they're not humble. And if you've got a particularly smart child who knows the scriptures well, please help them to remain in humility and to acknowledge all that I have is of grace. Not that I deserve, not by my smartness. I was born with certain gifts. Teach them that. Teach them that. In your home, they were born with certain gifts. And if that other person is not so smart, maybe their parents didn't have their genes did not have the intelligence that your child's genes had. What does that prove? It proves nothing. There are a lot of other people in the world who are 10 times better than all of our children and all of us. It's got nothing to do with God. It's got to do with genes. Ungodly people, the smartest people in the world, are not wholehearted Christians. No. The Pharisees called Peter and the other elders, these uneducated people. Even they said about Jesus, how does this man preach like this? It was the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of difference between an anointed message and a clever message. And we need to discern between that. And those of you who get the opportunity to share the word, please, 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 don't try to show your cleverness when you preach. Seek for the anointing. You'll accomplish a lot more with a little bit of anointing than with a lot of cleverness. I've seen many preachers and young people growing up who are ruined by cleverness. I've seen that in my own church in Bangalore. Young people who grew up and their parents were not wise, and they grew up and destroyed themselves.